Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today. Because what does this mean? Okay? What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay. I'm gonna cover a lot today. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to join the email list. If you're on the email list and you sign up for the Christmas card, it's gonna go out before Christmas Day. And for those of you that won something, you need to look for the blue envelope that looks like this. Okay? If you get a blue envelope after Christmas, it's got cash or prizes in it, literally cash or prizes in it. So open it. Okay? Thank you, one and all. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Ageless Multi Collagen. And first things first, guys, you know, we keep getting economic news that's insane. And my favorite story that started this was out of the Wall Street Journal this morning talking about, hey, it looks like inflation is going to be normal for everybody globally in 2024. But what does that mean? Okay. What does that mean? I want you to think about this. You've seen inflation in the last 3 years just completely destroy our lives, make it so that everything is more expensive. And it's funny. I'll give you something ridiculous is that when I make the kids tacos, it's like the same ingredients every time. I used to be able to do this for $22. Okay. It was $46 this time. $46 for the same food that I bought 2 years ago. Okay. So, okay. Inflation's going to go. So it's going to stay at $46 or go around 2%. That's insane. Everything is shot up. Everything is completely overpriced right now. But it's going to be fine now. It's going to be okay. No, I want you to understand how bad things are right now. There has been such a problem with businesses that cannot sell anything during the holiday season. People do not have money. So you can talk about inflation not going up. They're going to have to lower prices on certain things, guys, to make it worthwhile to you to get in there. And the fact that you're going to see after Christmas sales that are going to be unbelievable, but here's the thing that floored me was Walmart, Target, all these places are pulling, Home Depot, also pulling all the Christmas ornaments early. Aren't you guys going to liquidate this stuff after the holiday? Nope, we're getting rid of it. Okay? We don't, you know, we didn't sell much of it and we don't want to give it away. It's what I was told at a Home Depot. So, such a problem right now that real estate, I mean, again, this will have a rim shot to it because it's ridiculous. Fannie Mae has just done their real estate prediction for the next 2 years. Okay? How do you predict real estate? I am telling you, from all the real estate professionals that I've talked to, and I'm talking mortgage lenders that have done this more than an hour and a half. I'm talking about people that understand a down economy. Okay? And I'm not talking about, hell, you know, I'm talking about 20 years, 30 years, people that are like that. Or, hey, my mom did this before I took over the business. People like that, that's who you want to talk to right now in the mortgage and real estate space. People that have seen it go south before. Because what's happening right now is craziness. You're seeing houses that are getting, prices slashed. Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer, okay, one of my favorite fighters of all time, just lowered the price of his house by $4 million, guys. Hello. Okay. Now, clearly a different neighborhood than you and I live in, but there's something to be said about this. But Fannie Mae talking about a 2-year prediction for real estate, it's ridiculous. Now, the only thing that they did that was real that I want you to look at is you're going to see for good credit, good job, good down payment, 20 to 25% down. Okay. Batter up, guys. Batter up. If you buy a $1 million house, you have that $250 sitting in a drawer, okay? You better have that. So that, to get yourself 6.67%, that's going to be the new norm. Wow, I beat 6 2/3 interest rate. Now I beat that. That's what will be the new norm for 2024 into 2025. Real estate professionals that called the 8% mortgage, they're talking about how it's going to be 6.5, and you're going to, if we could get it to 6.5, that would be great. Get ready to pay more. And then my favorite thing is, oh, Dan, disinflation's coming. You're going to see disinflation. That is a lower amount of inflation, guys. Okay. Thank you, dad, granddad. Okay. It's ridiculous. The fact that some people in our audience are loaded. I mean, there's people out there, guys, that have so much money. It's unbelievable, okay? And they're retired with pensions and millions of dollars in the bank. And, you know, gas could go to $15 a gallon. You know what they would do? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's tough, okay? Wow, you know, it cost me $300 to fill my tank up. They don't care. The rest of us that have to get places and do things and budget, you know, are living a different life, okay? The cyber attacks are just escalating out of control. And there are two that I really want you to look at. The first one is the utilities. And again, this goes to your VPN. This goes to your own security and your own computer password. There was a hack that was done to most of the water utilities that changed the passwords to 1111, four-digit code, and changed it to 1111. That was one of the hackings. And they don't know if it was Iran or who did this or what bad group, you know, bad actor did this, but they changed the password to 1111. Hello. Now, if you're one of those people that, you know, Steve Wozniak, hey, I used to have 123456. Those are my lotto numbers too. Okay. Eat a salad, Steve. You know, think about this. This is the perfect way to have someone come in and hack you, okay? So you're going to see more and more of these hacks. You're going to see more and more hacks on a daily basis because people have made millions and millions of dollars from this. And, well, you know, do you want to go work for a living and go steal it? Okay, that's what these people are thinking. And they're going to go steal, you know, tens of millions of dollars over getting a wage from somebody. Okay, so look at the herons up here. They're not stupid, they're hanging out for the fish. And yes, this is right in the flight path. Oh, beautiful birds, look at that. So you're gonna see more and more of these hacks. They're gonna happen on a regular basis. And the next one, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile is a budgeting app. It's also a place you can buy low-end cellular service. Ryan Reynolds sold the company and made himself a billionaire, basically, between that and his aviation gin. So, you know, he has nothing to do with the company now, but they were hacked. But what did they get? All the passwords, all your data, your phone numbers, everything. So you're going to get hit with all this stuff time and again, and you have to look at this. You have to look at changing your password. You know, dates like Christmas, New Year's. Oh, I'm so busy right now, Dan. I don't have time to change my passwords. You're crazy if you don't do this right now, because it made me do it. It made me write them all down and make sure that everything was changed. And, you know, my IT guy that's working on, you know, our video site, that guy, oh my gosh, this guy's passwords are 19 characters with, you know, things, characters I don't even know how to find, okay? So it makes it a little more difficult to hack when you've got that. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Out at the end of the Balboa Pier, it's just beautiful out here. It finally stopped raining. Look at this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Ageless Multicollagen. You know, for 4 months now, every morning when I get up, the first thing I do is take a scoop of Ageless Multicollagen and put it at the bottom of my coffee cup. It is tasteless, it's odorless, it doesn't change my coffee at all, but what it does is it gives me 10 grams of biopeptides that are helping me with my hair health, my nail health, my skin health. You know, let's face it, when we get older and you get that crepey skin, there's something you can do about it. No, it's just part of aging, Dan. We're all getting older. No, you can do something about it. And look at me, guys, I've taken it now for 4 months and I absolutely love it. Go to healthwithdan.com. The good people at BioTrust set up a website and you can save over 50% off the regular price. 5 different types of collagen from 4 premium sources. As we get older, our bodies get depleted of collagen. When we're 20, we have an abundance of it. When we're in our 50s, they say that we have 20% of what we had when we were 20. Take a look at it today. Go to healthwithdan.com. It's from the good people at BioTrust who have shipped over 15 million products. Check it out today. Here is a story that you're going to hear over and over again in the first half of 2024. In Los Angeles, the downtown area, there's a tremendous amount of skyscrapers. You know, it's like a mini New York City or a mini Chicago. Okay, it's just not the same. A lot of buildings, a lot of big ones. The third tallest building just sold. Congratulations to the seller and to the buyer. Wait a second. Last time it sold was in 2014. Now it sold at $147 million, which was a 60% discount. 60% off. 62 floors. You know, this area is plagued by vacancies. If it didn't have 20-year tenants in this area, they say that it would be down about 75 to 80% because once again, it's LA, it's hell-A, okay? It is an absolute disaster down there. Parking is a nightmare. The crime is a nightmare. The homeless, you know, they rule the joint. And guess what? Now they're selling office buildings at 60 cents on the dollar. So absolute discount. Aon is the building and it's a disaster, guys. It's an absolute disaster. So the shape of things to come. When you have, you know, a minimum of 30%, I think that that's being generous. You know, people want to work remotely. You know, this article wasn't like, wow, isn't this disastrous? It's like because of the remote working. It's like, I don't care what your reason is. You can be as stupid as you want, but think of all the infrastructure that you get lost when you have vacancies. You don't have the dry cleaner being used, the hair salon, the flower shop. I know this area. It's fairly close to Staples Center or Crypto Arena, whatever they're calling it this week. You know, the problem with it is that it's just been decimated. And you have business after business, restaurant after restaurant closing. And again, you're seeing all these high-end restaurants in LA going out of business because they don't want to compete. And people don't want to work down there. It was just a disaster, okay? Now, the next thing is, what is the average age of a person buying a home in the United States right now? 27, 28? Come on, guess, play the game. 49 years of age is the average home buyer, okay? Yeah, that's up 20 years, guys, because the average youngster is going to go out and rent for life right now, is where it's at. Now, you can sit there and say, this is great, this is how it is. Wait a second. Go look at some of these rents, what they want in some of this new construction. My favorite that you guys have sent me, and that everybody keeps saying how great this is where they converted an office building into a residential building in New York City. And the rents are 30% higher than they are anyplace else. And it's an okay area. It's nice. It's nothing special, you know? So think about that. You're going to pay all that money for this right now, and it's only going to get worse and worse and worse right now. But the average home buyer right now, 49 years old, okay? So crazy when you think about it. I am going to finish this video with this last story. And this last story is, what are the most popular Christmas gifts of 2023? Okay, for men and women, okay? Guess what number one is? Come on, say it. It's what Dan likes to get to, okay? Cash. 50% of the women said cash. 36% of the men. Vouchers and gift cards was number two. 42% of the women. And 34% of the men. And then it was clothing after that for women, clothing for men, and shoes for men. Okay, go get a pair of shoes. Okay, cosmetics for women was next, smartphones for men, and then jewelry and watches for women, and then men, it was food and drinks. Again, little cash, okay, pair of shoes, and a nice hot meal, and we're good. Okay. And then women said ebooks after that. Okay. And then men said computer. And then men's final thing was consumer electronics. So they surveyed almost 1,100 people for this too. So I always get blown away when they do stuff like that. So beautiful morning out here. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. Look for the blue envelope in your mail this week, because if you got one, you won cash prizes, gold, silver, you know, a hug and a kiss from me. Okay. Thank you guys for being here. I truly appreciate it. And be kind to everyone. Reach out to people right now in the holidays and just ask them how they're doing. A lot of people are hurting right now. And this is a weird time right now. People don't want to admit that they're financially upside down. They just don't want to do it. They just want to act like everything's okay. Everybody's working all the time and they are not. Okay. So be grateful. You know, I reflect, my late girlfriend passed away a year ago, and I just have to look at everything, everything good in the world, how she transforms my children's life, and they are better, much more successful people because of this, because of somebody in their life. It's not what she bought them. It is what she gave them and the advice and the love and caring and how she taught them how to be good people. And we can all learn from that. Okay. So onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon.